We just saw Joseph Kosinski's Tron Legacy. Now, Kevin, you are a huge Tron original fan. And you were, I think, looking, we were a group of three people, and you were the one that was looking forward to this the most. So what did you think of Tron Legacy?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm disappointed. I think I was expecting a little more originality. I thought that they could do a lot more with kind of the internet age and sort of more of the technology. Like, they didn't fold in any of that.
Right.
They had a little bit where he just kind of riffed on some of the things that are going on now. He's like, oh, I thought of that back in 1985. I'm like, come on. Like, you could have done a little bit more with that, I think.
In other words, the sort of... So Tron was revolutionary in that it imagined the computer grid as an actual physical place, right?
Yeah.
And this movie just expands on that slightly, as opposed to, you know, our whole conception of the internet and computers has changed so dramatically in the last 25 years.
Right.
It doesn't really incorporate any of that new stuff into its world design or concepts or anything like that.
Not at all. I think that... So there's, I mean, I talked a little bit with my daily about this, but there's a little bit of expansion with some of the old concepts with the light cycles, and they reimagined how those worked and that kind of thing. But I mean, I kind of like the old one. I mean, the old one is kind of like, it's like 2D, like they make right angle turns.
So you wanted the movie to be in 2D with really awful computer generated graphics.
That's not what I'm saying, but I mean, they didn't do enough with it to take it into the next generation. I feel like it was just... All right, well, now they're just regular motorcycles, and now they can go up and down and whatever. They just turn normally. I'm like, great. Like, that's not a new...
evolution. You're hard to impress, Kevin Sue.
Dude, if they're going to spend, like, $300 million on this, you said $320 million?
Probably around, like, $200 million, and then plus another $100 million for marketing.
Please. $200 million. That's ridiculous.
All right, well, Mightily, you did not know anything about Tron or Tron Legacy. You just saw this movie completely cold. What did you think of it?
As a first-time Tron user, I really liked it. It was quite impressive. I want to go watch the first one now.
All right. Yeah. I have to say, I went into this movie expecting it to be pretty bad. And I had a decent time. I had a pretty good time. Pretty good time. I think... This movie is almost as recommendable as Avatar, in my opinion.
What?
But not quite, for a few reasons.
Please.
And the big thing is, yeah, like, the pacing of this movie, unlike Avatar, I think is pretty, not that great. It's pretty slow. There's a lot of time between action sequences. And they basically blew their load early. With this movie, there was these two great action sequences early in the film,
right?
And that's what, like, the height of the action, right? Nothing compares to those two action sequences in the entire rest of the movie, and that's really disappointing. You want a movie like this to build up to a huge finale. James Cameron knew how to do this.
Right.
He had a freaking 45-minute action scene where hundreds of people are killed and all this stuff like that,
right?
And this movie doesn't have anything even close to that, unfortunately. So that's the biggest issue, I think, is like the pacing and the action. But what was there was great. I really was thrilled by the light cycle sequence. I really enjoyed that. It lasted like 2 minutes, but I really enjoyed it. It last 2 minutes probably cost like $50 million. I wish we had seen more of that. I wish it had been more consistent action throughout. I wish there had been less ponderous exposition. But I had a good time. I mean, I took my parents to go see Avatar, and they had a great time at it. I wanted to take them to see this, and I don't know if they'll have as great of a time at this one. I am impressed with the world, like the production design and the world creation, though. Like, I think it's like, it's really very.
It was very stylish.
It's very stylish, and it's like, even though it is like the same sort of premise as the old one. The world looks like a much more like lived in, like it looks like a full world.
No,
you know?
I think the set design, costume design, everything is very sleek. I think it definitely had a unique style. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, I think like whereas in the first one they had these restrictions with just what they could do. I mean, this one they could just
they had unlimited money,
and I mean it really showed. I think that the sets, like visiting like that club. I mean, he was.
Yeah,
whereas
cool.
Like the other one is just like, he's like black and then light. Like, that's it. So.
But yeah, the finale, I have to say, I think I was pretty disappointed in the finale. And aside from that, though, I mean, pretty good. I don't think it's going to be the world-changing movie that Disney hopes for, but I did not think it sucked, like a lot of people did. So,
You're gracious. I think you're a gracious man.
All right. Thanks for listening.